Now turn to part 3. Questions 11 to 15. You will hear people talking in 5 different situations. For each question, circle the correct answer: A, B, or C. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 11. You hear a teacher telling her class about a poster drawing competition. What is the aim of the poster? A. To encourage young children to enjoy dairy products. B. To give young children some scientific information. C. To persuade young children to treat farm animals well.
OK, class, let me tell you about a competition you might be interested in entering. You have to draw a poster, and I know most of you enjoy that. And there's a chance of winning great prizes, like subscriptions to a science magazine for teenagers with masses of informative articles. It'd give you lots of useful stuff for your science coursework this year. Well, the thing is that scientists have discovered that contented cows produce better milk. That's something for farmers to take into account. Anyway, your posters must use this information to help persuade young children to drink milk and eat yogurt and all those other things cows provide.
Now listen again.
OK, class, let me tell you about a competition you might be interested in entering. You have to draw a poster, and I know most of you enjoy that. And there's a chance of winning great prizes, like subscriptions to a science magazine for teenagers with masses of informative articles. It'd give you lots of useful stuff for your science coursework this year. Well, the thing is that scientists have discovered that contented cows produce better milk. That's something for farmers to take into account. Anyway, your posters must use this information to help persuade young children to drink milk and eat yogurt and all those other things cows provide.
You hear part of a talk given by a member of a teenage dance group. What main point is she making about dance? A. It's similar to tennis. B. It requires a lot of concentration. C. The moves are not as hard as they seem.
One difference between dance and most sports is the way the athletes present themselves. During a tennis match, for example, the players grunt and groan when hitting the ball to show everyone how hard they're working, whereas dancers must always look graceful and be quiet. The best dancers can make the most difficult moves look effortless. It takes lots of practice to perfect those moves and make them look easy. Dancers have a lot to focus on while performing. They constantly have to make sure their technique is right, their head is pointing in the right direction, and that the simple steps, as well as the difficult ones, are correct.
Now listen again.
One difference between dance and most sports is the way the athletes present themselves. During a tennis match, for example, the players grunt and groan when hitting the ball to show everyone how hard they're working, whereas dancers must always look graceful and be quiet. The best dancers can make the most difficult moves look effortless. It takes lots of practice to perfect those moves and make them look easy. Dancers have a lot to focus on while performing. They constantly have to make sure their technique is right, their head is pointing in the right direction, and that the simple steps, as well as the difficult ones, are correct.
You hear a girl talking about a sea life centre she has visited recently. What surprised her about it? A. The way exhibits were presented. B. The state of the building. C. The attitude of the staff.
On Saturday, I went with my sister to the Sea Life Centre. You know, the aquarium I was telling you about. We've been there before and, as usual, the fish and the other sea creatures looked fantastic in the glass tanks they swim around in. They've got such amazing colours. Unfortunately, at one point, two security guards accused us of upsetting some of the fish. They were completely wrong, and I found the way they treated us pretty strange, especially as the people working there have always been really helpful whenever we've been before. The whole place looked rather dirty and run down too. Mind you, it's never been very well looked after.
Now listen again.
On Saturday, I went with my sister to the Sea Life Centre. You know, the aquarium I was telling you about. We've been there before and, as usual, the fish and the other sea creatures looked fantastic in the glass tanks they swim around in. They've got such amazing colours. Unfortunately, at one point, two security guards accused us of upsetting some of the fish. They were completely wrong, and I found the way they treated us pretty strange, especially as the people working there have always been really helpful whenever we've been before. The whole place looked rather dirty and run down too. Mind you, it's never been very well looked after.
You hear a young man talking about a trip he made recently. What kind of trip was it? A. A climbing holiday. B. A science expedition. C. A team building exercise.
The island was an incredibly beautiful place, surrounded by icebergs and whales. We were primarily walking throughout the trip over varied terrain, stopping for short periods to complete work which involved taking soil samples. We also spent a week on a glacier, which included walking over ice and snow, avoiding crevasses and climbing mountains. We slept in three-man tents, which were carried on our backs between campsites. The tents were quite spacious, so there was easily enough room for us and the equipment for our project. The organisation was excellent, and the team leaders were very friendly.
Now listen again.
The island was an incredibly beautiful place, surrounded by icebergs and whales. We were primarily walking throughout the trip over varied terrain, stopping for short periods to complete work which involved taking soil samples. We also spent a week on a glacier, which included walking over ice and snow, avoiding crevasses and climbing mountains. We slept in three-man tents, which were carried on our backs between campsites. The tents were quite spacious, so there was easily enough room for us and the equipment for our project. The organisation was excellent, and the team leaders were very friendly.
You hear a teacher talking to his students about throwing away rubbish. What is the problem? A. Where they are doing it. B. How they are doing it. C. When they are doing it.
Now, your attention, please. Sometimes you may need to put rubbish, such as empty boxes, out into corridors for throwing away. And I know you do this very carefully, making neat piles that can be easily collected. Now, you often do this quite early in the day. May I remind you that putting rubbish out early may keep your classroom tidy, but at the expense of making the corridors untidy, which is unpleasant for a lot of people. So, please make sure that this does not happen in the future.
Now listen again.
Now, your attention, please. Sometimes you may need to put rubbish, such as empty boxes, out into corridors for throwing away. And I know you do this very carefully, making neat piles that can be easily collected. Now, you often do this quite early in the day. May I remind you that putting rubbish out early may keep your classroom tidy, but at the expense of making the corridors untidy, which is unpleasant for a lot of people. So, please make sure that this does not happen in the future.
That is the end of part 3.